You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Good Morning Football. We are live in New York City. It is Thursday, March 31st. My name is Rachel Bennett alongside Kyle Brent, Peter Schrager, and Super Bowl champion Sean O'Hara.
Let's go, Sean.
Come back, Sean.
Oh, let's go, Sean.
Morning. How we doing?
Yeah.
Fresh. Feeling good. I accidentally walked in on Sean in the bathroom during the Super Bowl week. This is the first time I've seen him since then. Sean, how are you doing this week?
Light a match.
Rachel's like, what? Nothing was happening. It was a pretty bad moment for me,
but time for the lead block. Okay, we're welcoming in Mike Garofalo. Mike, huge news broke last night. Bruce Arians steps down as the head coach of the Buccaneers. Give us all the juicy details, please.
We're piecing those juicy details together, Rachel. Thank you for the image, by the way. Great way to start my morning.
No problem.
Anyway, back to the story of Bruce Arians. Stepping aside, not retiring, making it clear he's still going to be in the building. He made that clear publicly and also in a text to his players that I'll get to in a second. But Arians making it clear in a story written by Peter King as well as one by Sam Farmer. Those two veteran NFL scribes, Hall of Famers, shared the scoop on this one. Arians saying that was probably going to retire after this upcoming season, had thought about stepping aside as early as the scouting combine this offseason, wanted to turn the team over to Todd Bowles at some point, has always thought about a succession plan. And when Tom Brady came back, they re-signed Chris Godwin, added a couple of other pieces, brought some guys back. Arians said, what time better than right now? Let me turn it over to Bowles when we've got a good team, because we got a really tough schedule next season. They are the fourth toughest schedule the Buccaneers have, according to the strength of schedule based off this last season. So Arians wanting to turn it over to Bowles when the team is in good shape. Now, I know how it looks. I know a lot of folks are going to talk about the dynamic with Tom Brady. Sarah Walsh is coming up in a second. She will talk about that. All we can tell you is that Arians has been consistent in his message publicly and privately as well. That text that the players said last night, quote, with Tom coming back, the guys we've been able to retain and the new free agents we've added, I know this team is built for continued success. That's why I know now is the time. I want Todd and the rest of your coaches to have every chance to succeed, and I know that they will. Bowles getting a new five-year deal. He was one of the highest paid defensive coordinators in the league, now going to be paid as a head coach on a brand new five-year deal. Todd Bowles taking over for Bruce Arians, Rachel.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We do know how it looks.
It's a great soundbite, right? That Mike does a whole report that says, now I know how it looks. And we all know how it looks. And I would bet that Sarah Walsh knows how it looks. Sarah, we're using this term juicy details. Now, we heard, I don't know if we classify them as rumors. There's actually a report of friction between Bruce Arians and Tom Brady. I don't know if that's mythical or factual, but what role did any of that play in all of this, if any role at all? And good morning, Sarah. Give us the juicy details.
Yeah, good morning. And you know what I love, Mike, saying that? Turn it over to Sarah. Let her get that gritty, get the rumors out of the way. So here's the deal. I'm out at the Bucks complex on a regular basis. On a day-to-day basis, you never saw anything like that. What you did see is Bruce Arians is a very blunt guy. He doesn't sugarcoat things. And I think some of that, anytime he criticized Brady, and rarely ever in Brady's career did we ever see Tom Brady get criticized. So early on when Brady got there, if Brady threw a pick and it was his fault, Bruce Arians would go, hey, that's his fault. And I think people freaked out and were like, oh my God, how dare you criticize Tom Brady? When I always thought Tom Brady would be the first person to take, you know, say the onus is on him if it was his fault. So I think some of that was overblown. I can tell you that Jason Light, their general manager, was asked about this just about 2 weeks ago when they were introducing Chris Godwin, or they're not introducing him, reintroducing him on his deal. And he said, you know, there's always friction between players and coaches. They don't think too much of it. It was probably all overblown. I don't think personally that Tom Brady came back for Bruce Arians to retire, which is how I think people are looking at it. I think Bruce Arians has been in this game a long time. He said so. He has been with Todd Bowles for over four decades. I mean, that is a long time to have this guy by your side. He is a guy that cares about his coaches. He cares who he has surrounding him, and he wants to take care of those guys. And I remember specifically asking Bruce at the combine how happy he was that he got Byron Leftwich and Todd Bowles back. And he said he was really happy because, quite honestly, he said he was making plans for the opposite. So selfishly, he said, yeah, he'd like to have them back, but even more so, he wanted them to be head coaches. And now he gets to turn over the reins to his guy, his successor, in a manner in which this isn't a rebuild. It has been a reload. And Todd Bowles is sitting in a great position with a team that should contend for a championship.
Yes, he is. And what a legacy Bruce Arians leaves behind. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate your time. Guys, this offseason, it's like March was like, it's the 31st. I'm running out of time.
I need more chaos.
We're going to hear from Bruce Arians later today. He's going to be speaking to the media at 1 p.m. Eastern. So keep it here on NFL Network. Let's break this down. What do you guys think of the big news from last night? Bruce Arians stepping down as Bucks head coach. Shregs, what do you got?
There could be multiple things at play here. Like, everything that Mike and Sarah couldn't be right, and they are right. And the legacy that Bruce Arians will leave behind is one of the great coaches and one of the great ambassadors of the sport for inclusion. So, you know, when we're talking about Leftwich and Bowles, the list doesn't end there. Over his 40-year coaching career, his staff has included so many different coordinators of color, but also females and women, and he's always been the person to be breaking down doors for inclusion. And if this is legacy is, hey, I'm passing over a team that's got Tom Brady and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Devin White to Todd Bowles so that Todd Bowles can then go on to succeed, as opposed to giving Todd Bowles some crap sandwich of a bunch of guys and a new quarterback, that's a great legacy. Why now? Why, though, after the owners' meetings where Bruce Arians represented the team and not Todd Bowles? I'm told that there were still some things that had to be worked out with the league. And what do I mean by that? The Rooney Rule by design requires you to interview two minority candidates externally. Okay, you have to, no matter what. We're at March 27th when this thing is going down here. And even if he was going to do it in the beginning of March at free agency, that would have been March 13th, 14th. After March, after the start of March, you cannot interview for the team could block you. So, like, if I said, hey, I want to interview, let's say, Aaron Glenn, the Detroit Lions, the Lions could say, no, it's March. You can't interview Aaron Glenn for your head coach. Mm-hmm. So that would have been a hurdle. And then there's this thing of, like, why are we interviewing Aaron Glenn? He wants to hire a minority candidate in Todd Bowles. Isn't that the definition of sham interview that Brian Flores brought up all along? Like, why are we dragging Aaron Glenn to this? So they had to deal with it with the league. The league and the Bucks are confident that they don't break the Rooney Rule by hiring Todd Bowles as a replacement. Let's get that out of the way.
Okay.
The other thing is what Arian said. I think if he steps away or if he's fired or whatever in February, they will hire outside or they'll at least open that up. That's 31 different coaches and their families that are now in flux. Arians has said openly, and I think there is something to this, I'm not looking to ruin all those people's lives. I want to put them in a good place so he gets to protect his staff, go to the front office, and also make sure all those people are taken care of. The Brady piece. why did Brady retire? Why did Brady come back and then have this thing go out? I haven't spoken to Tom Brady. But when Tom Brady came back, did I not come on this show and say, last year ended weird. I would be shocked if there wasn't some changes made. There were some changes that happened overnight. And I think that Arians being there, they get along great. But I do think there had to be some sort of change. It turns out that Arians won't be coaching for his personal reasons, for his legacy, for all these things. His name will be on that Bucs Ring of Honor. There's no friction here. This guy is going to be loved as a Buccaneers coach for what he did. And I think Brady gets to go out and say, cheers to you. And that's where the story will lie publicly. Whatever happened privately, we don't have to address that because, hey, Byron Leftwich is going to be on staff. Mm-hmm. He's going to call the plays with Brady. Mm-hmm. Todd Bowles is the coach. Away we go. Let's try to win another one back. And the story does have a nice tie to it. But I would be skeptical if I came on here today and I was just like, everyone's great and all these things are great. Changes were made. Brady's back. Mm-hmm. And that's the story that I got today.
Bruce Arians wanting to hand the team off to Todd Bowles instead of is a very beautiful, magnanimous, generous story. All right, let's get this straight. Brady retires. Arians is out there saying, I'm still coaching. I'm not going anywhere. The team gets Brady back, the greatest ever. They get their free agents. They get the Godwins. They're ready. They got a supple NFC. They're going to dance to another Super Bowl. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame if he wins there. I think this is the time to... Come on. Mike posed the question, what better time than right now? How about after another boat parade that you are turnkey for? You're ready. And I don't think Tom Brady forced him out. I'm sure they get along fine. But I don't think Tom Brady is there playing if Bruce Arians is the head coach. I think it was a condition of his return. And that's okay. Listen... Go to the Instagram. Are you kidding me with this? The story comes out. 30 seconds later, Brady has a beautifully composed message with the right emoji and the right message and just the perfect picture. And if that wasn't enough of showing the hand, are you kidding me? Look at the comments. An older gentleman is already on Instagram with his own emoji.
Thanks,
brother. And by the way, it was right above a comment from Hugh Jackman. Not Hugh Jackson, Hugh Jackman. A Wolverine.
Maybe Hugh Jackson chimed in too.
Yes, two Wolverines on that post. How about that? I think this has been extremely orchestrated. And the front office position is, you know, the dog's going to the farm upstate and we love that dog and that's great and we're going to have it taken care of. It's fine. And it'll be great and the team is going to be fine. And I don't think that they hate each other, Sean. But I think Brady ran this thing from start to finish, got the guy he wanted, and the Bucs. Remember, they want him back. We were talking about Kyle Trask on the show. Yeah. And they're like, I don't think it was a condition, Sean, but I think Tom said, I think I'd be much more comfortable coming back if maybe there was a coaching change. And he got it, and he's back.
Spicy. Yeah.
It's definitely interesting. I'll say right off the gate, I wish he would have announced a little bit earlier so we didn't have to rip up the show.
That's a great point, Sean.
8:30 at night is a little late, B.A.
Yeah.
All right, people are trying to do a morning show here, putting in some work. Think about others. To that point, Bruce Arians has always been thinking about others. And I appreciate what you're bringing up, and you guys have all brought up all the different levels to this. And I'll just personalize a little bit. I played for B.A., and I've been in the locker room. I've been in the cafeteria, there isn't a single player that doesn't love B.A. Mm-hmm. There isn't a single coach that doesn't love B.A. So I hear the man, there's friction with Tom Brady and all that stuff. And I don't believe any of that from a standpoint of that they would either one of them would force the other one out. Mm. Bruce Arians has coached Peyton Manning. He's coached Tim Couch, Kelly Holcomb when I was there, Ben Roethlisberger. And, you know, look, he led the league with Jameis Winston. So he was a little bit of a quarterback whisperer when you kind of think about what B.A. has brought to the NFL. And I think that the love aspect of it for B.A., like, why did he do this and why now? He thought Todd Bowles was head coaching material. And the fact that Todd Bowles didn't get a head coaching job somewhere else is why I think he felt like he had to step in. He thought that Todd would get hired during this cycle. And it's, hey, when Bowlesy gets a job, all right, I'll stay for another year and then I'll hold down the fort. But when he didn't get it, it was, you know what, all right, I got to make the change. And I think for B.A., I was in Cleveland. Todd Bowles was our defensive back coach. Mm-hmm. B.A. was our offensive coordinator. Nice. Our other defensive back coach was Chuck Pagano. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about Bruce Arians taking care of his guys. Mm. This is not the first time Bruce Arians has stepped down and retired. And he's done it three times. He left Pittsburgh. He was in his car. He was driving down to his lake house in Georgia, I think it is. And he was done. He had it all packed up. Chuck Pagano gets hired by the Indianapolis Colts. And he calls up B.A. and he says, hey, brother, I need you. We got to run this thing back. And B.A. is like, all right. Turns the car around and comes back. And, of course, that was when Chuck Pagano was diagnosed with leukemia back in 2012. B.A. takes over. That was his first head coaching gig. And when you see the brotherhood and what he did with Chuck Pagano while Chuck was in the hospital and how much he stood up for him and how much he meant for him, you see the brotherhood that B.A. cares about. That's what I think is most important. And I think that's why it was such a big moment for him to be able to say, look, Bolsey, this is the best time to do this because we're in great shape right now. You could take on over. And I think for, you know, for anybody that has been around B.A., they know that, like, his favorite time is 5 o'clock. And you know what? Now, it may be 3 o'clock.
I was going to say, I think it might be a little earlier than even that.
That's might be a little earlier.
It might have been.
I think now he gets a chance to kind of do a little bit more of what he wants to do.
Those are all beautiful stories. And I don't doubt that Bruce Arians has a fantastic relationship with absolutely everybody in the locker room. But I'm leaning towards KB.
Come on over.
And what he said. Did you guys hear what Sarah said when she was breaking everything down? She said, I just talked to Bruce. And he's really excited. He's fired up about all these offseason moves. That's a weird thing to be fired up about if you're around the corner from retirement. Obviously, he's got that in his head. So that was a little bit confusing. I don't know about you guys, but I was very much excited about Brady going to the Dolphins. I was hot on that. I saw the announcement last night, and I was like, it's a done deal, you guys. Come on. I start doing my due diligence and digging around. Mike McDaniel said this on Monday. Tom Brady on the Buccaneers, that Tom Brady. That has not been in the conversation about him coming to Miami. I think that's what you call fake news. Hello. So if you're at home, I know this started going viral last night. Everyone was Brady to Miami, Miami. It's not happening, guys, okay? We lost. We lost this one. We lost this
battle.
You
already had the jersey, didn't you?
I did. Oh, it was in my mind. It was going to be a beautiful thing. It was going to be more chaos in March. Would have loved it. Speaking of, the madness of March is coming to a close. So next, we've got some other emotions we are going to explore. March blankness is next.
March blankness?
Maybe don't
What's that
to
do with DK Metcalf?
Metcalf on the move?
Was you saying Arians versus March blankness?
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, welcome back. It has been one of the wildest months in a long time, but both in the NFL and outside of it. With all that's going on, I wanted to know how you guys feel about some of these things that we're going to talk about. So it's time for a new game. We are calling March Blankness.
Let's go. All right.
Huh. Okay. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you guys a statement using your whiteboards. You'll write down March gladness if that statement makes you happy or think it's a good thing. Or you'll write March sadness if it's something that makes you sad or you think it's a bad thing. Make sense?
Got it.
Sort of.
Yeah? Okay.
Okay.
Really happy I thought of this one. All right. Just when we think this insane offseason is done, a new set of rumors emerge about DK Metcalf possibly being on the market. Pete Carroll and John Schneider have both said They intend for Metcalf to stay in Seattle, but they said the same thing about Russell Wilson less than a month before dealing him to Denver. So DK Metcalf possibly on the move from Seattle. Does that make you feel good, March gladness, or bad, March sadness?
So do we write the word glad or do we write the word sad?
What
do
you know what? Let's just go with the flow. Let's see what happens,
Peter,
people.
You set the tone.
I'm going with gladness, selfishly gladness. I feel like the tank might be empty with NFL news, and we've got a long offseason, and DK Metcalf hovering as a possibility to be traded keeps all fan bases engaged. When I say all fan bases, Green Bay Packers fans reacted in a way I have never seen when I mentioned on this show that I would call about DK Metcalf after the Devontae Adams trade. My Twitter blew up. I said it on McAfee's show. His Twitter blew up.
What'd
they say? DK Metcalf's on the move? Wait, we need DK Metcalf. Need name it. This is what keeps us engaged. The possibility of a satellite, a burning star, possibly joining Green Bay. What about Jets fans who thought maybe Tyreek was coming?
Oh, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
They were in the conversation. What if I said you get a younger, bigger, maybe more explosive receiver across the middle in DK Metcalf if you're a Jet fan? I say gladness. The Seahawks, your fan base, I understand where you're at right now. You're already licking your wounds over Wagner and Wilson. Why not just say gladness for the 31 other fan bases that might be able to secure and pay DK Metcalf?
Okay. All right, well, listen, I think there's a lot of DBs right now that are tweeting out Kyle's favorite emoji right now. I think that, right
what
there.
Is that?
A lot of DBs out there in the league are saying, oh, boy, if this guy comes into our division, we will be sad. But I think for DK Metcalf and the ability for him now, we all know where he's going, right? He's going to the AFC West. Like somebody,
let's go.
Somebody in that division is going to pick him up and scoop him up. But when you think about for him, it's here comes the recruitment style, right? This is recruiting season for players to bring other players with them. I could totally see A.J. Brown stand up and be like, hey, let's bring it back.
Tennessee.
Teammate at Ole Miss.
Yeah, sure.
Right? They were together. Yeah. And that photo that we showed here on this show numerous times, it looked like Kyle with his shirt off with the abs and washboards. Him reuniting with A.J. Brown down at Tennessee could happen.
This is when I'm supposed to say, what is it, madness? Or sadness.
Sadness.
I'm going gladness, too. I'm 3 for 3. I have season tickets to DK Metcalf. I have stock. We need to do right by it. Too much of a star, too much of a talent. He is a five-tool NFL entity in that he has the ability. He's got something to say. He can get a little loose on social media. He can get a little loose on the sideline. He is like Mr. If we are going to mire him in Seattle with Drew Lock or like some rookie who may not pan out. Who is the quarterback for him this year? I want him relevant. And Seattle, all that we're hearing is rebuild, breakdown. They're not showing their hand for a quarterback. So unless they do something insane in the next week, maybe in the next 12 hours, Bonetta, before March is over, I want him out of Seattle. Just get him out of there. SEAL Team 6. Take him, get him out of there, drop him to the AFC West anywhere. That's it.
Okay, so Adams obviously is amazing. That's great. If DK Metcalf goes to Green Bay.
Look out.
Is that, Packers are right back where we were? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Then they can break up the Rams-Bucks title game, perhaps. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, final one. What? I'm only making you guys do this twice. Chris Rock, the man on the receiving end of the slap heard round the world. While most people sympathize with the comedian, we don't have to feel that bad. Yeah. It was reported this week that ticket prices for his current comedy tour have surged, going from a minimum of $46 per ticket last week to $341 minimum per ticket. So Chris Rock reaping the benefits of the slap. Does that make you feel March gladness or March sadness?
Okay.
I'm gonna jump in for this one.
Come on, Shrakes.
Sadness.
Go on.
What?
Sadness, because we have a wrestler in the WWE world coming on later, or a wrestling personality.
Manager.
We are not gonna mention who it is. We're gonna surprise you with that. It makes me fear that this was all a little bit of a work by Mr. Rock. Not that he got slapped. I think that was real. But when he slaps him, and he goes, "Keep out of your mouth," he goes, and he resists.
Yeah, he's holding back.
He's holding back. Mm-hmm. And then I'm wondering if in the moment Chris Rock is saying, oh, I'm going on tour next week.
Yes.
Let's save all the good material.
Save the gold.
If Chris Rock explodes on Will Smith right there on set, all right, well then he's to blame. Maybe there's people saying, oh, he went over the line. But he handled it so perfectly, so cleanly, so Hollywood that I'm a little concerned that maybe Chris Rock, the consummate professional, didn't give Will Smith the business for 300 million Americans on national TV because he knew some people have to pay, instead of $40, $340 to see him. I always think next level conspiracy theory. After the slap, Rock thinks about ticket prices.
Nope, save it.
Save it. Be the bigger man.
Smart.
Let's make some money off this thing. I'm saying sadness, because I personally would have loved to have seen him just rip him. And, you know,
me too. Sean, what do you
That's
going
That's some deep level thinking right there. Yeah, on the greatest night in television history. I'm going gladness right here. And I think when this went down and everybody saw the video and you saw everything that happened, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, you feel bad for Chris Rock. Obviously, this happened. He had to, the show had to go on. And while his face is still stinging, he's thinking, all right, how do I handle this? What do I do? Do we go to commercial? And you have to feel like, oh, my gosh, all he did was do his job. As a host of that show, you're supposed to roast people. You're supposed to, to make jokes.
Presenter, make not even host.
Right. Presenter. You're supposed to kind of make people like, oh, boy, well, that was toeing the line. He did his job. And you know what I love, why gladness is on my board is because he's not shying away from this. He's not disappearing. He's like, no, this is part of my act now. I'm going out and I'm going to make, you know, lemonade out with the lemons that I just was basically hit upside my face with. And I think Chris, like for comedians right now, it's great that he's going back out there. Because they're worried how people
get it's funny you say that. I'm going to say sadness.
Come on.
I'll tell you what. On the way into work this morning, I'm watching on my phone, and the New York Post has video of a gig that he has done since then. I don't know if it was last night or the night before. Amateur video from the crowd.
It was in Boston.
Okay.
They had their phones locked up.
Yeah. This person snuck it. All right, so we got footage. And here's my problem. He comes out and he opens up with, how was your weekend? Which is funny, okay? But then he goes into this spiel about, you know, I have a whole show that I already have written. So, like, I'm going to talk about that other thing, but I have this show. No. If I pay $300, $400, I don't want to hear Chris Rock on participation trophies or this All Smith. All Oscars. Yeah. Don't tell me you already had this show written and you'll get to the Oscar stuff. Yeah. I paid top dollar to hear exclusively slap jokes, Fresh Prince jokes, Hancock jokes. You can save all that other stuff.
Jokes.
All that. I want Hitch jokes. Nothing but Fresh Prince stuff or I'm walking out. Or maybe somebody walks up and slaps him because they're going to stop talking about, you ever notice when you're on your phone? No! Just tell me about the Will Smith thing the whole time. And that seems to be the way he's going, so I have a problem with that.
I'm with you. Could you imagine a play-by-play breakdown from Chris Rock? If you put it up on some, like, gigantic monitor and he's like, okay, here's what I was thinking at this
That's
point.
That's gold!
Like, here's what I was thinking at this point. It's a great bit. Chris, call
it's
me.
Gold.
I'll help you out with that. All right, pop those thinking caps on. Peter's quizzing us on another round of Mixed Bag Trivia right after this. I'm scared.
Lamar Jackson was big mad yesterday. Dante Hall said on our show. We'll get into it and we'll break down a little Mixed Bag Trivia with Lamar and his draft class brethren.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Gonna say this, we're not a show that usually has takes or draws the ire of the NFL players, but we caused a bit of stir of our show yesterday. Dante Hall, with good intention, suggested that the reason Lamar Jackson maybe hasn't signed that massive extension in Baltimore is because maybe he doesn't want to go back to Baltimore. A suggestion. He even said, I have no intuition. This is not anything. I'm just throwing this out there. Lamar, watching the show, says, I love my Ravens. I don't know who the hell put in that false narrative out that I'm having thoughts. And leaving. Stop trying to read my mind. Lamar.
Oh, love that.
I love that he spoke.
I do too. Lamar basically telling our humble little show here in New York on the NFL Network, get my name out your mouth.
Oh,
wow. Look at that. He couldn't add GMFB on there?
He should have hashtag. Yeah. Well,
it was Dante Hall.
The nicest guy.
Get my name out your mouth.
Well, we love Lamar Jackson on this show. I don't think anyone has celebrated Lamar Jackson more and has enjoyed the fruits of what he does on the field in our little show that comes on Monday mornings, being able to relish in what he does. And we love his draft class. So we thought, in honor of all that's going on with the 2018 draft class this offseason, and there has been a lot, we're going back a few years. 2018 draft class trivia. Are we ready?
I'm ready. Let's go. I remember it well, Peter.
Ready Let's to go. Be mad.
I know Justin and Trent love Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah.
They love that number eight.
They love him. Really do. Real stretch there. Lamar Jackson was the 32nd overall pick.
Jared and Trent.
Jared.
That's okay.
It's all right. The eight ball again. Yeah. Which perennial Pro Bowler went four picks after Lamar in the 2018 NFL draft. So he went 32nd.
Yeah.
Who went 36?
Okay.
Was it Michael Dixon, the perennial Pro Bowl punter? Was it Jesse Bates, perennial Pro Bowl safety? Darius Leonard, perennial Pro Bowl linebacker? Or Fred Warner, perennial Pro Bowler linebacker for the Niners?
I feel like Fred Warner was a fourth or fifth round pick. He was the first one that I thought of. But I'm going to go with Darius Leonard. Give me the maniac.
Okay. I think it should be A. Dixon punted twice on one play, didn't he?
Yeah, Dixon's amazing. Correct answer C. Darius Leonard. Colts selected him 36th in the 2018 NFL draft. Four picks after Lamar. Leonard led the NFL in tackles and won Defensive Rookie of the Year that first year. He led the NFL in tackles his first season on the field.
Wow.
Since entering the NFL, Leonard is a three-time All-Pro, and he's had 100 tackles in every season, all four since he's entered the league. Guys, Darius Leonard slipped to 36 in the draft. He might be the best defensive player in the league.
Wow.
That is how much hit or miss the draft is. And Lamar goes 32, Leonard goes 36.
In five spots, there's an MVP, that kind of player on defense. God, that's so cool. The draft is amazing.
You ready?
No, I'm not.
Come on, Vanetta.
Shouldn't be.
You love games.
This is
not these ones.
Rachel, which player from the 2018 NFL draft currently ranks fifth on all active players in postseason rushing yards? All right. Is it A, Lamar Jackson? Is it B, Darrell Williams? Is it C, Rojo, Ronald Jones? Or is it D, Sony Michel? Let me reiterate. Postseason rushing yards for guys still currently in the league.
Yeah.
Who ranks fifth out of these four?
Postseason. I mean, we were just talking about Lamar Jackson, but how much time have they spent in the postseason?
Wait a minute.
I'm going to go, maybe this is dumb. I'm going to go Lamar.
It's not dumb.
Okay, it's not dumb at all.
You said fifth.
Yes, he's played in three playoff games, but the correct answer is D, Sony
Michel.
Sony Michel. You stack up.
That big run with the
stack up. Look at this list, too. We have Frank Gore in there because he hasn't officially retired, but Derrick Henry, Leonard Fournette, Russell Wilson, fourth, and then there's Sony. Sony's got 477 playoff rushing. He's played in eight playoff games. Uh-huh. He's got more rushing yards in the playoffs than Adrian Peterson does, than Ezekiel Elliott does, than Mark Ingram does.
Wow.
Sony Michel rushed for 336 rushing yards alone in that 2018 postseason, and it's the third most of any rookie in the Super Bowl. He also scored the only touchdown in Super Bowl 53 against the Rams when he was with the Patriots. So does all that, and then he goes for the Rams and plays in this year's Super Bowl as a Los Angeles Rams. So Sony Michel quietly stacking up playoff berths and stacking up rushing yards.
Free agent right now.
Free agent?
Yeah, okay. Go get him.
Let's do it.
Peter, give me the mixed bag.
All right. This is what we call the mixed bag. It could be anything. Kyle, we have footage of you from the 2018 NFL draft. Because that Saturday, you were spent roaming Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
With the great Colleen Wolf.
That's J-World.
And here's a moment that, Kyle, you will never forget. Oh, my God.
My goodness.
That's the actual star where T.O. did it.
That's Will Smith.
Yeah, he really did.
So, that's Kyle, funny. That day was epic. It was
a George Teague joke. Go on. What do you got, Peter?
George Teague joke. About as relevant as a G.I. Jane.
It took it like a champ.
Who was the host and musical guest of SNL that night, day three of the 2018 NFL draft? Was it Will Ferrell and Chris Stapleton? Was it Judd Apatow and Eric Church?
Ooh, he's in trouble right now.
Was it Doug Stanhope and Blake Shelton? Or was it Paul Rudd and Weird Al Yankovic?
Paul Rudd was once Weird Al Yankovic for Halloween, and I know there's the connection there. It's not that. It wasn't Stanhope and Shelton. You put Shelton in for eye candy because he's a friend of the show. I heard that it was Judd Apatow and Eric Church, but then Church pulled out to watch some basketball games.
Yep.
I'm just saying, in the process of elimination, I'm going to go Ferrell came home and brought the house down with Chris Stapleton, because I do remember Will Ferrell returning, I believe. So, Peter, I'll just go all the way up to A. Is it Will Ferrell and Chris Stapleton?
You're right.
Yeah!
Wow. Will Ferrell came back, not only came back, goes and does the cheerleader sketch.
Oh,
yeah. Dressed up all over again.
Perfect cheer?
Yeah. It was the first time in 5 years that he was there. He also did G.W. Bush and Stapleton perform Midnight Train to Memphis and Hard Living. Stapleton Mafia, we hear you, we love you. I hear there is more new music coming out. Big Chris Stapleton.
Awesome. No, they didn't run back Night to Roxbury. Catan didn't come out.
What is up? Judd Apatow made some news too. Was very.
I saw that.
Was very upset.
Which perfect cheer?
Triggs,
which perfect cheer did he do? Taco burrito. What's that hanging out of your speedo? You're blowing.
They do the air pump, and that was fun.
We have a video clip.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's fast forward now. They play the whole season, 2018. We go to NFL Honors. Presenting the award for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year was Odell Beckham Jr. Mm-hmm. and the great Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, all right. What a pair.
God, I love her.
Take a listen.
The Rookie of the Year is...
What happens next after they set up who won AP Offensive Rookie of the Year? Baker Mayfield's name is announced. Lamar Jackson's name is announced. Saquon Barkley's name is announced. John Hamm slaps Paul Rudd in the face.
Oh, gosh, I wish it was D.
Hamm was there that night. I mean, handsome as all get out.
Handsome.
I know it's been said a lot, but all right. Who wants to go?
Rookie of the Year award. Not me first.
Okay, Sean, you're up.
2018. I feel like Saquon won it.
Okay.
But is this a trick question? Is like, did they announce the wrong person? Is what I'm thinking.
And he came up, and I don't know. They did some weird
handshake. Okay.
They did some weird handshake.
Vanetta?
I'm feeling like it was... I mean, it's definitely not Baker. Lamar? Was it a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
No? I don't know. Lamar?
I think that Odell not only says Saquon, I think he says Saquads and hits the nickname. And I remember Baker being pissed because he was there and he's up front and he wanted it. That's my guess.
Let's find out.
Saquads Barkley.
Man, looking at this award and just reflecting on this year and my life, any kid that looks up to me or any athlete in this building, just you could do anything in the world. As long as you put your mind to and continue to work, anything's possible. Thank you, guys.
Nice.
Good.
Shout
memory.
Out Saquon, Saquaz. Kyle, you nailed it. Yeah. A quick note, Sturgill Simpson actually performed with Chris Stapleton that night, took the house down. I remember watching it live. Goodness. Saturday Night Live. We see you, Sturgill. We see you, Chris. We see you, Weird Al. And of course, we see you, Paul Rudd.
That's right.
Ritter delivers right on the money, and that's going to be a Cincinnati touchdown.
Desmond Ritter makes plays when he has to. Ritter runs it into the end zone. Touchdown! Outstanding job, Desmond Ritter.
If you can't see the smiles on our set right now, it is because we just got to know this guy off camera, and we can't wait to introduce you at home to this player right here. Our next guest is one of the top quarterback prospects in this year's draft. He led Cincinnati to its first ever college football playoff. He's got the third most wins for a quarterback in college football history. Let's welcome to the show one of the best quarterbacks in this draft, Cincinnati Bearcats quarterback Desmond Ritter.
Thank y'all for having me.
Like something else.
Love it.
Desmond, you're the man. You won 43 games during your college career, the third most ever by an FBS quarterback. When you hear that number aloud, 43, third to only Kellen Moore and Colt McCoy, what does that say about you and your ability to lead? Because you weren't doing it at one of the Power Five conferences.
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at that number and then you break it down even more and you talk about 27-0 at home, never lost a game at Nippert Stadium. And, you know, it's just a testament to, you know, not only my hard work, but the hard work of all my teammates, all my brothers that we've put in over the course of the 4 or 5 years that we've been there. And so really just to put all those seasons, you know, back to back to back to back, it's just been a blessing. And like I said, again, a testament to all of our hard work.
27-0 at home is unbelievable. And listen, I'm supposed to ask you what makes you stand out as a quarterback. And we're going to do it in our own way. We already know. What makes you stand out is decision-making and spontaneity. I go to the commercial break. You come on, you say hello. We're all saying, oh, nice to come on the show. We're playing music. You say, wow, you guys got good music. And so we put you on the spot, sort of an impromptu test. We said, Desmond, pick any song you want, and we'll play it for you here for the rest of the commercial break. Tell the people at home what song you picked and why you picked it so quickly, because we thought it was amazing.
It blew up.
Yeah, I said Avril Lavigne, Complicated, because I'm yep. more of a early 2000s guy. And you know, this whole process is kind of complicated, too. You don't really get to have a lot of say in things. And, you know, you kind of just sit back and let the balls fall where they fall. So, yeah, and that was a song I used to jam to in the car with my mom all the time when I was a kid.
Well done. Well done. Me too. I'm a fan. Yeah. Insta fan.
Look, Desmond, lay back. It's all been done before.
Oh, right? Come on.
Lay back and just let it be.
That's it, Sean.
Let's go back to October of last season, all right? You guys are undefeated, all right? You're Bearcats. Go into South Bend, Indiana to take on Notre Dame. You take down the Fighting Irish. Take us back to that moment. What was that like, and what are your memories from that big game?
Yeah, you know, my memories are, you know, pregame and just postgame, just, you know, being with my brothers and walking into that one historic stadium to, you know, incredible atmosphere that not only, you know, the Notre Dame fans, but also the traveling Cincinnati fans brought to the stadium. And so, you know, I always remember that game throughout my college career as one of the biggest games of my life. But, you know, for us, it was just another game that week, you know, going in that week, you know, with our you know, previous defensive coordinator, Coach Freeman, at Notre Dame now. And so just going in knowing that we got to play our best and not let the so-called stage get to us. And, you know, we did that. We went out there and played our best and went out and celebrated after.
That's amazing. I still can't get over the Avril thing. Like, how old are you? You missed Avril in her prime. What, like, that came from back here. That was amazing. Okay, this is what I want to talk about. One of your teammates from Cincinnati is also expecting to be a high draft pick this year. Sauce Gardner. I want to talk about this. Look at that. First, we need your opinion of this, the sauce chain he's been wearing around. But also, what is he like away from the cameras?
Yeah, so he's had the chain for a little bit, so that's not new to me. But, you know, what he's like away from the camera is almost what you see on camera. I mean, what you see is what you get with this kid. You know, he's a great player, obviously, on the field. And then he's an even greater teammate, greater brother, and a great leader at his position. You know, he's a guy that's going to work as hard as he can every single day. And he's going to bring the best out of, you know, not only your other teammates, but he's also going to bring the best out of the person he's going against. Because if you don't show up and have your A game that day, then you're probably not going to see the ball that day. So, you know, if you're going 100% against him, he's going to go 110%. And, you know, 10 out of 10 days, I'm going to pick Sauce over who he's going against.
Wow, I love that.
What a pitch. What an absolute pitch, and what a great teammate he is. I'm going to ask you to do something you don't always do, Desmond, is make this about yourself. Before we go, there are 32 teams watching here on the NFL Network, GMs, owners, coaches, and they're going over all the decisions they're going to have to make on draft night. Look into the camera and succinctly, in any way you want, tell them why they should draft you.
Yeah, they should draft me, Desmond Ridder. Because I'm the best quarterback in this class. You know, I'm the quarterback who has the most wins, most experience, and I'm ready to go out there and lead a team to a Super Bowl and go out there and build a winning culture for an organization, for a team, and for a city and a community.
How about this guy?
I mean,
the guy.
I'll tell you, Desmond, I said it off camera to you, and I'll tell you again, the Jets had Desmond Ridder as their quarterback at the Senior Bowl. They're not taking a quarterback. They've got Zach Wilson. The coaches were raving about this young man and his leadership skills from that entire week experience with them. Desmond, I hope every team can enjoy that, and let's hope that a team calls your name early on draft night so that you can be on our show as an NFL player coming up in the coming years.
Can't wait.
We know what his welcome song is.
Thanks, man.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.